Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Couldn't sit on the couch all day? Well, we've got you covered with
What Happened?
On Jones and Keefe.
All right, here we go, Jones. It's What Happened? Week 12 continued. Started out, we had three games. We left you on Chiefs and Colts. Sort of a win-win for the Pats, but the Colts lose, Chiefs move on. What about Shedeur Sanders, first NFL start for the Browns, taking on the Raiders?
Hey, what happened?
And they go to Sexton out of the backfield. He's got two tight ends blocking on the outside. He's got room. He bursts inside Raiders territory. One man to beat. He won't be caught. Touchdown, Sampson. 66 yards.
Sanders 1-0 as a starter.
I mean,
and he was pretty proud of himself after the game.
Imagine if he had time to practice.
That's what he said. Yeah. The Browns are now 3-8, 24-10 over the Raiders, 2-9. My guy, Chip Kelly, fired as offensive coordinator from the Raiders.
Well, we had our Brady discussion the other week. We talked about Geno, and we talked about bringing in Pete Carroll. We didn't really mention Chip Kelly, but that's another one he can wear. That's already done.
Oh, yeah. We brought up Chip Kelly because he makes more than some head coaches do.
Correct.
And he doesn't even make it through 1 year, which now I thought Pete Carroll was for sure going to get a second year. I don't know.
Well,
if you're firing your offensive coordinator 12 games in,
it's proof. Cleaned out most of the staff, too. Yeah. They fired their special teams coordinator.
Mark Davis will... He's not afraid to fire people. He'll pay them. Does Mark Davis have enough money to keep these guys employed? Yeah.
He's paying Brady money now.
He's paying Chip Kelly money to go sit it out after 12
games.
Where's
Chip go now?
Oh.
What did you know about back to college?
Program. 100%. He's not
somebody that misses out on Lane Kiffin?
Yeah, maybe.
Florida or LSU.
Oh, you think like a head coaching
job? Nah, probably not.
He's going to coordinate one of those
gotta
teams.
Got to coordinate.
Yeah.
Or
he'll get a high-level college offensive coordinator job. UNH? Is UNH opening up anytime soon?
No, UNH is back in the dance.
Yeah.
They're in the tournament. They don't think they need them. All right, let's go to the Jaguars and the Cardinals.
What happened?
It's another overtime game, Jones.
Woo. It's a little now from 52, and the kick is perfect.
Jaguars with a win over the Cardinals. 27-24. Jacksonville now 7-4. This one wasn't pretty. Cardinals dropped to 3-8. Jacoby Brissett, another game over 300 yards passing.
Dude, he just drops back and hucks it.
Yep, that's what he does.
Like, I mean,
also loses.
I don't think he's good at all.
He's not.
But he had another 49 attempts yesterday. The amount of throws is insane.
Hopefully you had Michael Wilson in a PPR league.
I got him on a half-point PPR.
All right, that'll work.
In your face, Brian. Yeah. His last three games.
10 catches, 118.
His last three games, 44, 57, 49 attempts. He's
sounds like a team that's losing a lot.
Yeah, seriously.
Sounds like a team that's losing. All right, what about the Steelers and the Bears?
What happened?
Williams downfield, open man, touchdown, DJ Moore.
Well, we mentioned the Ravens being in first place in the division. It was because of their win and this Pittsburgh Steelers loss. They fell to the Dub Bears, 31-28. Caleb Williams, three touchdown passes, two of them to DJ Moore. I know the Bears' schedule is about to get really, really difficult. This Steelers game was included in that, but they're 8-3. So they're hanging on. They just can't have a complete collapse, although there is a chance that they will based on who they're playing.
No, this is the one they needed to win, though, because after this, at Philly, at Green Bay, they do have Cleveland. Green Bay again, San Fran, Detroit. Like, they had to win this one.
Yeah, that's
tough.
Steelers going to make the playoffs this year?
No.
Are they going to be over 500 this year?
Wow.
6-5 right now, mm-hmm. but yeah, probably not. All right, Titans and the Seahawks.
What happened?
Second and four, play action. Darnold to the end zone. Smith and Jigba with his second touchdown of the day.
Best wide receiver in the game?
He's already, and the answer is yes.
Yeah?
And at least the season he's having, it's unquestionable. He already set the Seahawks single season record already. He already broke Metcalf's record, which I didn't even know he had.
I was going to say, I would have guessed Steve Largent.
Maybe
Bobby Engram?
Already set it, and I feel like every week, it's the same thing with him. It's not just a touchdown, it's like a 50-yard touchdown.
Oh, he's the man. He had 8 catches, 167 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Ja'Marr Chase spitting on guys, not ideal. Justin Jefferson has the worst quarterback in the league throwing to him. So I think by default, this guy, he's been the most productive, yes. But also, you could see this for the next 5 years.
I mean, look, I was wrong about him. I did not think he was going to emerge the way he has. He is uncoverable. He's uncoverable.
He is. So,
Pickens would like a word about the best receiver in the league thing.
Say it again.
Pickens would like a word about best receiver in the league.
Oh. JSN's better than Pickens.
Yeah, well, I would say that he can stay quiet because it's JSN.
Yeah, stay low. Yeah. 8-3 now, Seattle. The Titans dropped to 1-10. Mike Vrabel's former team, 1-10, and on track to have the number one pick in the draft in back-to-back years. All right, what about the game that everybody was forced to watch yesterday, the Eagles and the Cowboys?
Hey, what happened?
Well, this game was all Eagles.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Early, and then the Cowboys came storming back, and then ended with this.
Aubrey up, and he's got it! The Cowboys win, and maybe Nealon looking down from above.
21-0 Eagles. And then 24 unanswered by the Cowboys to beat Philly by 3. Eagles drop to 8-3 on the year. The Cowboys, frisky.
5-5-1.
5-5-1. I think we had them left for dead on our tiers last week, the week before.
For sure we did.
So they got to be moving on up a little bit. Dak Prescott, 354-2. Nick's favorite receiver in the league, George Pickens, 9-146-1.
I mean,
CeeDee Lamb also dropped a touchdown.
He did. I mean, Pickens has been incredible. That's a guy I definitely wanted in the offseason. He's been incredible. I just wouldn't put him that really high up. But he's been better. CeeDee hasn't looked right all year. It's probably because he's puking all over the casinos in Vegas.
He had a good game, though, after that.
He did.
That's maybe he needs to go back to Vegas.
Yeah.
All right, what about NFC North Packers and the Vikings?
What happened?
Well, no Josh Jacobs after Terp put the ultimate curse on him, but their backup running back's doing okay.
Wilson again reaches for the goal line. Packers make him pay. Second touchdown for Emmanuel Wilson.
As somebody who owns Josh Jacobs in fantasy, I'm just watching Emmanuel Wilson go for 107 and 2 scores.
Do you have how many carries? Do you have the numbers? Was it like 28? 28 carries.
I was like, could have used all that.
Could have used those points.
Could have used all that. Packers 7-3-1. Vikings pretty much done now.
They're,
4-7.
They're dead.
That'll do it for them.
J.J. McCarthy, I saw you tweeting about him.
I think he's the worst.
Another terrible game for him.
What about 9? Where's 9?
Oh. Yeah, he might want to show up.
Yeah, J.J. McCarthy, bad. You need 9 to show up.
I'm not sure there's anybody I'd want less.
He's rewiring his neurological pathways is what he's doing. Yeah.
Do that. I know a game everybody had circled, Falcons and the Saints.
What happened?
Fake to Robinson. Cousins wants to take a shot. It's Mooney. It is caught. It's a touchdown.
Kirk Cousins out there getting a win.
Normally, what happened? We know what happened. This was like educational. What actually happened in that game?
Falcons went into the Superdome, which can be a hornet's nest, and they got a 24-10 win. Saints are 2-9. Falcons are 4-7. It was Kirk Cousins versus Tyler Shuck. That was the game.
I saw the Cousins pick 6. I think that might be the only thing I saw yesterday, but yeah.
And then the last game, Jones, Sunday Night Football, I thought was going to be a good game. It was not. Rams and Bucks.
What happened?
Well, I think we know who the MVP is of the season.
24, high snap that he brings down. Devontae Adams, got another one! Touchdown, Rams! Into the tunnel he goes!
Well, it's not going to be Devontae Adams, although it maybe could be. It's going to be Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford lit up the Bucks like a Christmas tree. 273 yards, 3 touchdowns all early. Then it was very low scoring, nothing, second half. 34-7, the final. The Rams probably are the best team in football right now. They're 9-2. The Bucks dropped to 6-5.
I was going to say, it was not a good week for the Pats' best wins, like the pelts on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Starting with Buffalo on Thursday night, now this.
And Baker got hurt. Baker was bad. Pick 6 in there, then got hurt. Now, this is what I was thinking, though. So now you look at the Bucks, and you're like, oh, well, the Bucks are only 6-5. It's like, well, then maybe you can talk up the Panthers win, because the Panthers are also 6-5.
Yeah, they might be 6-6 after tonight.
Yeah, well, they're 6-5 right now. Yeah,
now. That win looks better and better. I agree. It's frisky little Carolina Panthers team.
Yeah, week 12 wraps up tonight. Panthers, Niners.
You mentioned Stafford, the odds-on favorite now for MVP, is minus 220 on FanDuel. Drake May is at plus 220. I'm sure you've seen this stat going around. His last 8 games.
Yeah.
25 touchdowns, no picks for Matt Stafford.
I'm sorry? Do you
eight games, 25 TDs, 0 intercepts, 3 touchdowns and no picks on average
still
a game.
Still don't like him, Keith.
And they all lose.
He's having a good year, Nick. Give him that.
All right.
30 touchdowns, 2 picks. He is on pace for a 46 touchdown, 3 interception season.
I mean, some of the incompletions last night, too, they weren't even on him. They were like bullets. Ferguson dropped one that should have been a first down.
Right. Adams dropped a couple.
Yeah. I mean, like, even his incompletions last night, he was dialed in. So I'm not telling you May can't win the
MVP. But he's got Parkinson.
That was a tough night.
So he's got studs.
Machine.
He can hand it to Blake Corum. Like, it's not really not fair when he's the guys he has around him.
Okay. That is what happened. Week 12 of the NFL. It's brought to you by New Car Toyota and Hyundai of North Kingstown. Remember, Tarbox, it's now New Car, Hyundai and Toyota in North Kingstown. Same great people, same great place with thousands of vehicles. Discover why everyone loves New Car. That is what happened. We'll get back into the Patriots game this weekend. A lot of injuries piling up. Do we have to change how we view the Patriots following what was a costly win? That's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.